As Hashem continue with Shmir Salosh and Shin 161 in Shar Tevuna Perek Vav. On the topic of Netira, Nekama, how it's also to bear a grudge, it's also to take revenge. Says the Ha'ilach of Chofetz Chaim, Oidem Marti, Lahashki the slave Adam. I want to further focus on silencing beyond any doubt. Lev Adam, the heart of a person, Shlo Yale B'daitoi, Linkon V'Lintor. It should never come upon a person's mind to take revenge or bear a grudge. It says in that my explanation on the pasuk of Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha. Have we discussed this? We discussed that a person wants to make sure he can fulfill the mitzvah of not taking revenge, not bearing a grudge. You should work on the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha. V'lechayro masmichas ani Hashem l'reisha dekra. Chofetz Chaim asked the basic question. When you learn the pasuk, every word in the pasuk is in the place, in the proper position of the pasuk for a reason. Va'afterecha kamoicha, and then it says ani Hashem. Va'afterecha kamoicha ani Hashem. What's ani Hashem doing there? I am Hashem. We know Hashem's Hashem. Just say va'afterecha kamoicha. What's ani Hashem? V'amarti, says the Chofetz Chaim, I want to suggest the following. Why does it say Ani Hashem after V'after Recha Kamoicha? The Kavanos HaKosov Bazele Taritz Reisha Dekra. Because the end of the Pasuk is coming to explain the beginning of the Pasuk. What does that mean? What's the beginning of the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, and not everybody knows this, I mean the Balei Kriya know this, but you ask the person on the street, it says, what's the pasuk that says to love a fellow Jew? It says, oh, everybody knows that. V'after recha kamoicha. What's the beginning of the pasuk? The beginning of that same pasuk is, Uloi sikam v'loi sitar. Es b'nei amecha. V'after recha kamoicha. Uloi sikam v'loi sitar. Don't take revenge. Don't bear a grudge against any members of your people of Klal Yisrael. What should you do? And if you think about it, before we go to the Chofetz Chaim, the words, the pasuk doesn't seem to connect. Don't bear a grudge. Don't take revenge. And love all fellow Jews. It could be two different things. Don't bear a grudge and don't take revenge, period. There's another pasuk, V'after Recha Kamoicha. But it's specifically because V'after Recha Kamoicha, that's why it's don't bear a grudge. That's why don't take revenge. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's astonishing. A person finds himself in a very difficult situation, and he reaches out to his friend to help him with a certain situation. He mamish needs a friend's help. And you reach out to somebody and you ask him if he can help you. And he has the ability to help you. And I'm going to add another little twist. The Chofetz Chaim doesn't say this now, but I'm going to add it myself. And he first says he's going to help you. And you feel so good about it. You reached out to somebody and he said, yes, I will help you. And then a week goes by, and 2 weeks go by, and all of a sudden you get a message. You get a message. Hi. I just have to tell, I'm not comfortable about it. We spoke about a certain topic. I was thinking it over. It's out of my comfort zone. Those are the big words. Out of my comfort zone. I won't be able to help you. Now, if the person would have told you, I'm not going to be able to help you from the get-go, from the beginning, that's painful as it is. He has the capability of helping. He has the connections of helping. But this person says, I'm going to help you. And then he comes back and says, you know, I'm sorry to get back to you sooner after I said I'm going to help you. I just can't do it. I'm just not comfortable. I'm not comfortable with it. Now, we already discussed, and we'll get back to the words of the Chafetz Chaim in a minute. We already discussed that response, that approach, I'm not comfortable. It's not really a Jewish response. I'm sorry to say. We the same way the Chafetz Chaim says we have to delete and purge from our mindset, from our attitude, bearing a grudge and taking revenge. If there's a mitzvah to do, we don't not do the mitzvah because it's out of our comfort zone. Did Avraham Avinu say to Hashem, you know, Rabbeinu Shalom, you're asking me to bring up my son, and I think if I'm understanding correctly, I should shecht him, I should kill him. It's not my comfort zone. I'd rather keep him around. You know, if I'm not mistaken, you told me I'm going to have a great nation from him. So it's just not my comfort zone. Does that make any sense? Hashem says to do something. It's a mitzvah. You can help somebody with something, and you tell the person it's not my comfort zone. That's not how our father did it. Our father Avraham Avinu did not do it like that. It's not a Jewish approach. Back to the Chafetz Chaim. V'heish b'yecholto lasos lo davar zeh v'ein ha'roitzeh. And that the person, he has the ability to help, as we said, but he doesn't help. But not only does he not help, he causes suffering to the individual who asks for help. Not only does he not help, but he repays the request with suffering. How is it possible for a person not to have hatred towards that person, not to bear a grudge to that person, and even better yet, not to want to take revenge to that person who has the ability to help you? And not only does he not help you, he harms you. And to that, we're going to pick up Mitzvah Hashem next time.